The new database has been a long project for staff at the Kodiak History Museum. Chief Curator Margaret Greidart says it's taken over a year to document the condition of over 2,300 objects in the museum's storage.
The project kind of had two components. One is we wanted to photograph all of the objects in our collection. And then the second component is we wanted to make all of those photographs available online.
The museum used a $48,000 grant to pay for new camera equipment, lights, and a small studio to photograph the items, as well as to pay staff for their time. Greidart says it was a tedious process to make sure every object was named and numbered correctly.
We got this really nice inventory list that we can just handy-dandy print that has all of the object IDs and the description on it. And then we were able to go down the list, photograph it, and then when you photograph on the camera, it'll assign it a photo number.
She says those photo numbers were then marked next to each item on their inventory to keep accurate labels. Lena Amison is one of the museum assistants who helped move and photograph the archives. She says she got to work with items deep in the museum's archive rooms.
I had to squeeze into this upstairs corridor and photograph oil lamps that were super heavy and impossible to move, but that we would have normally never gotten to see because they're way up and hidden away.
She says some of her favorite pieces were ivory otter charms that used to be carried by Aleutic hunters for good luck and safety. She says some of the most stressful parts were working with delicate pieces like a model kayak.
You wouldn't think you'd break a sweat photographing a teeny tiny lightweight object, but you can.
Greidart says taking photos of every object served another bigger purpose, though. The museum now has a visual record for its entire collection, including photos of the fronts, backs, and some details of every object. She noted despite the museum's efforts to preserve every item, the reality is that they can't preserve everything forever.
You can put them in the best conditions and some pigments just fade over 100 years or things like that. So there's some things that are just inevitable. So it's nice to have that snapshot in time.
The online database is up now, and staff are soliciting public opinion on how to proceed with writing captions. Greidart says she hopes it will spark more conversations about the role of cultural preservation.
One of our institutional values is transparency, and so we're trying to open the doors and show what we got.
She says she hopes to find another grant to do a similar project and publish all of the museum's photo collections as well. In Kodiak, I'm Brian Benoit.